By now, I would imagine that most Main Menu listeners are familiar with DAISY, the Digital Accessible Information System. We've talked about this on Main Menu previously and, in fact, demonstrated a number of products which support the DAISY format. You can, of course, find out more about DAISY on the web at www.daisy.org. The vision of the DAISY Consortium is that all published information is available to people with print disabilities at the same time and at no greater cost in an accessible, feature-rich, navigable format. So in practical terms, what we're talking about here are the new digital talking books. And these are available from a variety of outlets, and you should check with your local library service to find out where you can obtain DAISY titles. Now, as has already been mentioned, there are a number of products available to play DAISY titles. We've demonstrated the PlexTalk PT1 on Main Menu previously, and I believe we've also talked about the Victor Classic, which is a DAISY talking book player. However, I don't believe we've talked about software titles that are available which allow you to play DAISY books on your desktop PC or laptop. And that's what we're about to demonstrate today. Easy Reader is a product from Dolphin Computer Access. These are the people that bring us the HAL Screen Reader and Supernova Screen Reader Magnifier. And essentially, Easy Reader lets you do just that. You can take a CD that has been produced using the DAISY standard, pop it into your CD-ROM drive in your computer or laptop, and Easy Reader allows you to navigate the DAISY book as though you were using one of the specialist hardware players. So before we go ahead and walk you through the installation of Easy Reader and demonstrate some of its features, let's first talk about some of the system requirements. Dolphin recommend that you have at least a 400 MHz processor or higher, although personally from experimenting with this product over the last week or two, I would suggest that you have something quite substantially higher. Also, you require at least Windows 98, so Windows 98, Millennium, 2000 or XP. You need to have Internet Explorer 5.5 or higher installed. And Dolphin recommend that you have at least 64 megabytes of RAM, although, again, I would recommend that you have more than 64 megabytes of RAM. You will, of course, need a CD-ROM drive in order to install the software and play the DAISY titles, and 50 megabytes of hard disk space. Your video resolution must be set to 16-bit or higher, and you will, of course, need a multi-channel sound card. This is a sound card which allows you to hear more than one sound at the same time. Now, more recent versions of Windows have WDM drivers which will emulate the capabilities of a multi-channel sound card. But if you can hear music or Windows sounds at the same time as your software speech, then you have multi-channel sound capability. Finally, Easy Reader has a bookmark facility which allows you to record audio notes, and of course if you want to take advantage of that, then you will need a microphone. Okay, we have those system requirements here, and we're about to install Easy Reader. I should say that there is a demo version of Easy Reader available. However, the limitation of the demo version is that you can only read books which are supplied on the demo CD. You can't just read any DAISY title. You can only read the titles that are supplied. However, we have a full version of Easy Reader here for demonstration purposes, and it's worth pointing out that it is a self-voiced install. So, first of all, we'll kill the screen reader.
Okay.
And we're now ready to insert the Easy Reader disk here, so let's put that in there and close the CD tray, and the installation will begin shortly. Now, I should point out that in order to install Easy Reader, you need to install four separate components, and each has a standard or a custom installation, and you'll see how that works.
Welcome to the Easy Reader installation program.
At this point you can choose to run the self-voicing installation by pressing the white key on your keyboard. Alternatively, if you do not want a self-voiced installation, press N. To quit this installation, press Q.
Okay, well, we've turned the screen reader off, so we will want a self-voiced install, so I'll press Y. I should say that throughout the install, the speech you will hear is Dolphin's own speech synthesizer, Orpheus, which is supplied with all Dolphin's speech products, Supernova and HAL and Lunaprus and Cicero. So let's press Y. And the drive's spinning up there.
To install Microsoft Speech API UK English version 4.0, press Enter. Press Keypad plus to repeat the speech and Keypad minus to mute. Next button.
Okay, so first of all, you can hear that Easy Reader wishes to install the Microsoft Speech API. Now, it's my understanding that it's just the English, UK English version, which is supplied with Easy Reader, although I would presume that other language versions will become available later. Also, during the install, it's not possible for me to tap the left control key the way you normally would to mute speech in most speech applications, so you'll just have to bear with it. We'll try and get through this as quickly as possible. For a standard install, pretty much you can get away with just pressing Enter on most screens. There are custom installation routes for each component. However, those really only allow you to change the path and the program group where the software is installed. There isn't anything too sophisticated in there. So, by and large, we'll stick with the automatic install here.
You already have Microsoft Speech API installed. If you continue, it will be overwritten.
That's fine.
Please read the following with the up and down cursor keys.
Okay, and we're told here that
Microsoft Speech API is a required part of Easy Reader installation.
Okay, that it's a required part of the Easy Reader installation. During this install process, I have no way of changing the speech, so obviously most of you will be familiar with DeckTalk or Eloquence or DoubleTalk. I don't have any way of changing that through the install. I could use a screen reader, but I think it's important that you see Easy Reader in its default state.
Please read the license agreement with the up and down cursor keys.
Fairly standard license agreement there.
Please choose the type of installation you want. Use cursor keys to select and enter to accept. Automatic installation.
Okay, some nice context sensitive help there. We're told we can use the arrow keys here, so we could select
custom installation.
Custom installation. Let's, for this first component, and I assure you that the custom installation for each component is almost identical. Let's just show you that now.
Automatic installation.
That's the default.
Custom installation.
I'm just using the arrow keys there. I'm going to press Enter.
Please enter your name, Dave, edit area.
Okay, it already knows my name, it seems.
Please enter the name of your organization.
Okay, I'm unorganized, so we'll leave that empty.
The destination folder for upgrading Microsoft Speech API is as follows. C:\int\speech, edit area.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You have chosen the following : register to Dave. Install to C:\int\speech.
And
group in the start menu is Microsoft
for
Speech
the,
API.
For the custom
choose finish to start installation.
Component.
Finish button.
So, when you do the custom install, those are the options you are given. Nothing more, nothing less. So, and that's the same for each of the four components. So we'll proceed here by pressing Enter again.
Cancel button. 19%, 54%, 100%. The installation of Microsoft Speech API has completed successfully. OK button.
A nice touch that you were able to hear there was the progress of the install being announced automatically. That would certainly be useful if that were more widely available.
To install Microsoft Text-2-Speech Engine UK English version 1.0, press Enter. Press keypad plus to repeat the speech and keypad minus to mute. Next button.
Okay, we're being asked to install the Microsoft TTS again. I think I have this installed, so I can...
You already have Microsoft.
Yes.
Please read the following with the up and down cursor keys.
And this will tell me...
Is Microsoft Text-to-Speech Engine is a required part of EaseReader?
Okay, the Microsoft Text-to-Speech Engine is a required part of... Easy Reader.
Please read the license agreement with the up and down. Please choose the type of installation you want. Use cursor keys to select and adjust automatic installation.
Okay, we'll take the custom. And again, obviously, I can't just tap that control key to mute speech as one normally would with speech products.
You have chosen the following colon. Register to Dave. Install to see. Cancel button. 8%. 16%. 45%. Yet the installation of Microsoft Text-to-Speech Engine has to install Synthesizer Access Manager-SAM-UK English version 1.17. Press Enter. Press keypad plus to repeat the speech and keypad minus to mute. Next button.
Now, it's worth talking about SAM just very briefly. SAM, Synthesizer Access Manager, was a Dolphin initiative in the early to mid-90s, the idea being that if you had more than one product on your machine installed on your into Windows that used the speech synthesizer, SAM would allow those products to share the synthesizer as a shared resource. So the idea being that SAM would minimize conflicts. Now, as I understand it, at the moment, SAM is only really used by Dolphin products. So if you had a Dolphin screen reader or Cicero installed, and you're also using Easy Reader, you would find that SAM would allow you to switch between those applications, and each application would be given access to the synthesizer as and when it needed. So SAM is a required component here, regardless of whether or not you're using other Dolphin products, so we will continue.
You already have Synthesizer Access Manager. That please read the license agreement. Please choose the type of installation you want. Custom automatic installation.
And again, those two choices.
You have chosen the following colon. Register to Dave. Input. Cancel button. 1%. 13%. 45%. Now the installation of Synthesizer Access Manager-SAM has completed successfully. OK button.
OK, and finally we should get
to
on to...
To install EaseReader UK English version 1.01, press Enter. Press keypad plus to repeat the speech and keypad minus to mute. Next button.
And this works similarly to the previous components.
Please choose the type of... You have chosen the following code. Cancel button.
So I've just pressed Enter to skip through those
11%,
screens that we've now become
26%, familiar with. 26%, 49%, 55%, 72%, 94%, 100%. The installation of EaseReader has completed successfully. OK button.
Now that's very interesting, because sometimes EaseReader asks me to restart the machine. On this occasion, it hasn't. Now, while that installation process is relatively straightforward, personally, I do think it's a bit laborious, and I do think it could be streamlined somewhat. There are four components there which are installed, and I think the installation for those components could be amalgamated into fewer dialogues. However, nevertheless, Easy Reader is installed, and we have a number of ways of launching Easy Reader. We could select it from its program group in the Programs menu, we could start it from the desktop, or use the supplied hotkey, which is Control, Shift, and E. So let's do that now.
Easy Reader, main window.
So the first thing you'll notice is it does take a second or two to get going, and I've installed this on another machine, and it's actually a slightly faster machine, and it still seems to take a second or two to get going. Presumably, Easy Reader checks your CD drives and things to see if you have any Daisy books in them. Now, you can continue to run EasyReader as a self-voicing application, or if you prefer, you can use your screen reader. I would discourage you from doing both. You'll find that it's quite a drain on system resources if you're running a screen reader and EasyReader self-voicing at the same time. And you can...
EasyReader window.
There we are. You can toggle the self-voicing capability with Control and Function Key 1. Now, when you press Control Function Key 1, you don't hear any confirmation to be told that the self-voicing has been switched off.
Self-voicing on.
Although, when you put it back on, there is an announcement, as you just heard. Now, there's no menu bar in EasyReader, so there's no point in pressing Alt. However, you can navigate through the EasyReader controls by using the Tab key. There are a series of buttons here, and let's just explore some of them. Just pressing the Tab key.
Navigation Center button, Ctrl plus N. Show Remote Control button, Ctrl plus R.
Okay, and you'll hear that many of these buttons have shortcut keys associated with them. And like your screen reader, you will find that there are a lot of hotkeys which you may want to learn. I think there are 60 hotkeys in total, somewhere in that region. However, most of the controls can be accessed by tabbing around or bringing up the context menu. That's either by pressing Shift and Function Key 10 or using your application key. And if you've forgotten which is your application key, it's the key immediately to the left of your right control, so just below your right shift key. So let's start with the basics. We're at the EasyReader main window, and I've got a Daisy book here, which was sent to us, and this is called Raising the Dead, so I'm just going to pop that into the CD tray.
EasyReader window.
And we're still, as you can hear, on the EasyReader main window. And let's see, the disc is spinning up now. Now, there are a number of ways to open a Daisy book in EasyReader, and you can explore the various buttons or the context menu there to find out what they are. I'm going to take a more conventional route, trying to stick with keystrokes that you'll probably already be familiar with, and press Control-O to open a book. Now, you'd use this command in a word processor or other application to open a file. And I've pressed Control-O, and we've got no speech feedback, so I'm going to press the Tab key here to see where we are.
File list box, NCC, HTML.
Ah. Now, you can select where on your system or network you wish to open a Daisy book from. If I shift-tab back...
My network places button.
You'll hear my network places.
Desktop button.
Desktop.
My computer button.
My computer. So if I hit enter there on the my computer button.
New folder. My computer.
Also, it's a good habit to get into pressing enter on buttons in EasyReader, because pressing spacebar will start and stop playback. Many of you will be familiar with pressing space on buttons, and that's a habit really that you have to get out of when using EasyReader, because space will start your book playing. So I've selected my computer, so let's go back to the list view using the Tab
desktop
key.
Desktop button, my network places, file list box, 3/2 floppy left paren, A, right paren.
Okay, I now have a list of drives, so I'm going to press arrow down.
Compact disk left paren, G, right paren.
Now that's interesting, it's gone straight to my G drive, which is one of the CD drives in this machine, so I have to assume we're in what you might call the icon view of Windows Explorer here. So I'm going to arrow back up and then arrow across to the right.
3/2 bar left, local data left, raising underline dead left paren, F, right paren.
Okay, that's the drive that I've put the book in. The book's called Raising the Dead, and I'm going to press enter to open drive F.
New folder, raising underline dead left paren, F, right paren, NCC, HTML.
Okay, and that's the default file that you have to open to start your Daisy book, ncc.html. Now, that's one approach, and I could just press enter here, and that would allow me to open the book. So let's do that now. And as you can hear, the book starts automatically.
Dolphin Audio Publishing and Motion Books present Raising the Dead by Floyd Ray.
So I'm just pressing space there to pause playback, and you can press space again to resume.
Originally published by Platypus Rex Productions in Austin, Texas, the novel was copyrighted in 2001.
Okay, so space just simply lets you pause and resume. Now, you can navigate through the book a phrase at a time by using the left and right arrow keys. So let's do that now. I'm just about to press the right arrow key.
All right, including the right.
So I can just skip through the book here, a phrase at a time, using that right arrow key. And it's waiting for the disc to spin up again.
Friday morning.
Now, you'll have to bear with me, because obviously...
March 2nd, 1990.
Obviously, SoundForge is running in the background, and SoundForge will also be using system resources. So it's not quite as responsive as it would be if you were just running EasyReader by itself. And I would recommend that if you are using EasyReader, that you're probably best closing all other applications while you run it. Now, the other way to open books, once you've opened a book using the Control-O dialog, you'll find that it gets added to the EasyReader library. And you can access the EasyReader library by pressing Control N. So let's do that now.
List box, library, Raising the Dead -101, writer, Floyd Ray, Lost Oakland, 09/09/2003/21, 14:36, /F/.
Okay, so you can hear there that Raising the Dead has been added to my EasyReader library. So anytime I wish to open this book again, I can just select it from the library. Obviously, I need to make sure that the CD is in the correct drive. So let's escape from that and look back at some of these navigation features.
Toggle standard, compact mode, button, Ctrl+W.
Now, you'll find that EasyReader is fairly verbose, and after a time you may decide to use that Control F1 command we talked about earlier to mute the self-voicing and perhaps use a screen reader. However, I do find that EasyReader is a little bit more responsive when you're using its own self-voicing. Another point to note about EasyReader's self-voicing is that you can't change any of the speech options from within EasyReader itself. You must do that through SAM, and SAM is probably worthy of a review or demonstration in and of itself. But safe to say, if you want to change the speech options, you cannot do it through EasyReader itself. I don't know if this is something that Dolphin intend adding at a later stage, but at the moment, if you do wish to change the synthetic speech from within EasyReader, then you'll need to use a third-party screen reader. And this may be user error. However, I haven't been able to get SAM and EasyReader to remember a change of synthesizer when I've gone into the Synthesizer Access Manager SAM and followed the recommended steps in the manual to choose a synthesizer other than Dolphin Orpheus. I haven't been able to get those changes to stick. So if anybody has any joy with that, then we welcome your feedback. So if you're fairly new to Dolphin's Orpheus speech synthesizer, then here's a useful one for you. Alt and comma will repeat the last self-voiced message. So if you're tabbing around the various controls in EasyReader and you weren't quite sure what Orpheus said, then you can use Alt and comma and it'll read the last announcement. So let's get back to some of these navigation controls. Now, to some extent, EasyReader does use standard Windows commands. You can use things like Control Home to get to the beginning of the document and Control End to get to the end of the document. How you navigate a DAISY book largely depends on the author and how the book has been mastered. Some books allow you to navigate by page, so in EasyReader you would be able to use page up and page down. Others don't. You can't navigate by line, however, up and down will move you through section at a time or chapter at a time, depending, again, on how the book has been authored. So probably a good place to start is with the index, and you can bring up the index in EasyReader by using Alt, Shift, and I.
List box, index, underline 8.
Okay, we're not sure what he just said. Let's try the Alt, comma command I was just talking about a second ago.
List box, index, underline 8.
Okay, list box, index, underline 8. So I'm assuming that's section 8 that we have selected here. So I can use the up and down arrow keys now.
Underline 9.
Line 9.
Underline 10.
10.
Underline 11.
So I can choose which section I want to start listening to. Let's press end.
Underline 38.
There are 38 sections. You're one of those people who likes to turn to the end of a book and find out what happens. Well, so am I. Let's try not to spoil it for you too much, though. So I found 38. Let's press enter, and we should hear the beginning of the final section. And the CD drive.
It's been nearly a decade since these events.
Okay, there we are. I'll leave you with that little teaser, just pausing it there using the space bar. Now, within the index, there are a number of controls.
Level 1, pull down list box.
The level determines the increment by which you navigate through the book. So depending on how the book has been marked up, whether the book has been subdivided into sections or chapters or headings, setting the level will let you navigate by those units. Now, this book has only been divided into chapters, so you can only select level 1 there.
Close button, Esc.
There's a close button there, or we could use escape.
Book information button, CTRL plus I.
And there's a book information button, so let's press that and get some information about the book. Remembering, of course, to use the hotkey or enter, because spacebar will resume playback.
Book information, time, 12, 13.09 of 12, 21.38, heading, underline 38, level 1, no pages in this book, number of bookmarks, 0.
Okay, so we heard there that we're just over 12 hours into the book, and there is about 12 hours and 20 minutes of audio, so we're fairly near the end, obviously being in section 38. So I can just use the tab key to move around this information dialogue.
OK button.
It's an OK
time
button.
12, 13.09 of 12, 21.38.
OK, and this is really just playing the information you already heard.
Heading, underline 38, level 1.
So you can review the information there just by tabbing round. So let's go to the OK button.
Heading, tie, OK button.
Press enter. So the point being there, really, that when you put a new DAISY book into the drive, you can see how long it is, how it's divided, what's going to be the best way for you to navigate the book. And it may be that you want to jump to a certain section, and obviously this is going to be particularly useful if you're using books in an academic context where you want to be able to refer very quickly to some information. How many of us have wanted to just listen to a particular part of a talking book and spent 10 or 15 minutes just trying to find the place? So we're back to the index dialogue now. And I'm going to continue tabbing through the controls here.
No pages in this book.
And you can hear there that there are no pages marked up in this book. Now, some books will be divided into pages, and you'll be able to select the particular page that you want, and I would imagine that academic works would be so indexed.
List box, index, underline 38.
And we're back to our list of headings or chapters. So as well as being able to navigate by chapter heading or by phrase, remember by phrase you would use the left and right arrow keys, and by chapter heading you would use the up and down arrow keys, and of course you can use the page up and page down. You can also move forward in time increments by using the control left arrow or the control right arrow. Those keys will allow you to move 10 seconds at a time. So those are the basic navigation commands, and you'll find that when you press them, that the book will automatically, the default state, if you will, is for the book to automatically start reading once you've navigated to the area of interest. So, for example, if I press Control Home to go back to the start of the book, you'll hear that automatically the book starts playing. Now, you can change that behaviour from the preferences dialogue. And before we start looking at things like searching and bookmarking, maybe now would be a good time to explore that preferences dialog. And you can do that by pressing Control P.
General property sheet.
So we're now on a standard multi-page dialog, and you can use Control Tab to move between the various tabs. And I believe there are hotkeys which will get you there even quicker.
Load last read book at startup, unselected, checkbox.
Load last read book at startup, and there's a checkbox. Now, I think in most circumstances you would probably want that unchecked. You're unlikely to have the same book in your drive all the time.
Remember last book position, unselected, checkbox.
Remember last book position. Now that might be something that's useful to have checked. Essentially, EasyReader will remember your place, unlike a conventional CD audiobook where when you take the CD out of the CD player, you lose your place, and that's the end of that.
Repeat, unselected, checkbox.
Repeat, fairly self-explanatory.
Self-voicing, selected, checkbox.
Self-voicing, we've already talked about that, and obviously you can determine that in here, or use the Control F1 hotkey from within the EasyReader main window.
Bookmark audio indicator, selected, checkbox.
Bookmark audio indicator. Now, I've experimented with bookmarks quite a lot, and I haven't heard that working yet. So I'm afraid that'll have to remain an enigma for now.
Apply button, Alt plus A.
And the standard apply button there, like you would find in any Windows dialog, that would apply your settings without closing the dialog.
Close button, Esc.
And the close button.
General property sheet.
And we're onto the tab control itself now, so let's move along by pressing Control Tab, because obviously if we use the right arrow key, the book will move on a phrase. So we need to press Control Tab to move to the next page in this multi-page dialog.
Highlighting property sheet.
Highlighting. These are obviously visual options, which are going to be a little bit difficult to demonstrate in this context.
Playback property sheet.
And now we're onto the playback property sheet.
Start playback when book is loaded, selected, checkbox.
Now, these are the options that I was referring to just before we entered the preferences dialog. Obviously, you can have the book start automatically when it's loaded.
Start playback when navigating, selected, checkbox.
And that's specifically the control I was talking about. Start playback when navigating, so when you use down arrow to move to the next heading, do you want the book to automatically start playback, or when you use the left cursor to move back to the previous phrase, or control left to move back 10 seconds, this is the checkbox that would control that behavior.
Skip a book content, CrossNote, selected, checkbox.
Okay, skip book contents. I don't think we do want to do that, so let's uncheck that.
Skip a book content, CrossNote, unselected, checkbox.
And we'll continue on by pressing Tab.
Skip a book content, sidebar, selected, checkbox. Skip a book content, footnote, selected, checkbox. Skip a book content, page number, selected, checkbox.
So as you can hear, there are all manner of options there for playback, whether or not you want particular information included during playback. I know certainly when you borrow some of those tapes from particular libraries, it irritates the heck out of me if I'm reading for pleasure and I'm hearing page numbers, although if you're reading in an academic context, you may want to hear the page numbers. So this is really testament to the power of the DAISY format, and all those options are supported here.
Playback speed 100%, Alt plus Shift plus J, and Alt plus Shift plus K.
Now this is something you will like. Let's start the playback with the space bar.
Motion books and
now we can change the speed without changing
the
pitch.
Right to reproduce
so
the book,
Alt
or
Shift K
thereof in any form. What
speed? 150%.
150%. I think the CD drive is just catching up there.
So ever. www.motionbooks.com. The audio ebook version of Raising the Dead was created by Dolphin Audio Publishing in the United Kingdom. www.dolphinaudiopublishing.com.
So you can hear there, I'm just using the space, I've got obviously to pause. So you can hear there, you can change that speed with Alt and Shift and K to speed up, and Alt Shift J to slow down.
Speed 125%.
Just slowing it back
speed
down.
Speed 100%.
There. And so you could do some serious speed reading there. Let's move forward to a later section.
Friday morning, March 2nd, 1990.
And let's a clap of speed thunder. Up the playback.
Speed 1, speed 1, speed 200%.
There we are, 200% there. So you could get through this 12-hour book in 6 hours.
Rang out over the old city. Jews and Arabs, haggling in the sheep market, looked south. Everyone ran the estimate. Would the shockwave be followed by another explosion or gunfire? After 30 long seconds, everyone pretty much assumed that the commotion beyond the trees, whatever else it was, did not involve the sheep market.
So there you go.
Apply button, Alt plus A.
Okay, obviously we have an apply button there.
Close button, S, playback, property sheet.
So let's move on to the next tab control. Obviously, control tab, if you use that right cursor, this is what will happen.
All was not well, but Jerusalem was back to normal.
So the playback would begin from the next phrase, so you must remember to use the control tab.
Display property sheet.
And again, the display options, a little bit like highlighting, going to be a little bit difficult for us to demonstrate here. Safe to say, there are a lot of them, and you can change the colour schemes. And so that's it, really, for the preferences. So I'm going to press Escape to come out of here, because I don't wish to keep any of my changes.
Toggle standard, compact mode,
and we're back to
CTRL
the Easy Reader main window. So that brings us to the end of part one of our Easy Reader demonstration. Next week we'll be looking at searching, finding, and what's the difference, and I'll be giving you my closing remarks. If you'd like to take a look at Easy Reader in the meantime, you can do so by visiting www.dolphinse.com.